Hi, I'm Serena, and this is my co-host, Mike, and you're listening to Diapers and Deployments, Who's Got It Worse? The podcast that talks about all things military, the good, the bad, and the oh shit.
On today's show, we vaguely discuss the AFC Championship game, all-inclusive trips, thinking global and drinking local. We also have on guest Richard Comets, Senior Vice President of American Corporate Partners.
Serena, I think you kind of glazed over that big Kansas City loss, but we'll talk about that.
This podcast is supported by SkillMill Corporation, helping veterans transition to the civilian workspace.
Serena, you know what I want to talk about right away, don't you?
Yes.
How about them Chiefs?
Oh, my God.
I take some responsibility because I said I was going to bet a different way than I did, but I actually... I bet on Kansas City and they lost. Every person I bet, when I bet on a team, Serena, it's pretty much a lock.
Dude, that was not even the same person that came out after halftime. Well,
in honor of Kansas City, I'm wearing my Travis Marvin shirt, you know, great country singer from Kansas City, because I don't own any Kansas City gear and you haven't sent me any.
Oh, yeah, I know. I need to, right?
Yeah. So give me your thoughts on the game, Serena. I got to hear it.
Okay. My only thing I have to say is, we play way better than that. The Bengals got so lucky and they can have their moment, but they will not win the Super Bowl. I don't think they will. I mean, maybe I'll eat my words, but I really don't think, I think they just got lucky. We did not play the second half. Nobody showed up. I actually shouldn't say nobody. I was really disappointed in Mahomes. I know that he was taking blame for it. And so was Andy Reid and whatever, but I'm just like, I was speechless. This house was
speechless. I know. Well, you said it gets your blood pressure up. So I'm guessing you ran a marathon on that day.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it was just like slowly decline. I mean, I would say my heart rate got up when we won the coin toss. And then the pick happened and I was like, "That I got up." I just went in the kitchen. I was like, I'm not even watching, because I knew that they were going to score at least a field goal.
But a great game. Again, a great game.
I really didn't think it was that great.
Well, score-wise, of course you didn't think.
Yeah. But I just feel like, I mean, Mahomes could have put more points on the board before the second half. I don't know what he was thinking, but.
I don't know.
I don't get paid millions of dollars to play football like he does. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's got a big, fat wedding to pay for. So
he does. And you can't catch football. You can't even pick up a curling iron. Or can you pick up a curling iron? Because I saw a Facebook post that said, and I haven't asked you about this yet, I said, don't pick up a hot curling iron, I think, or something like that. What did you do?
No, it dropped and I tried to catch it.
Oh, good job, Serena.
Yeah, that's.
Did you catch it?
Yeah. With my hand. And then I like threw it on the counter, but then threw it into my sink because I didn't want to burn my countertops. Have your girls ever burnt the countertop with a curling iron?
No, but when I was a kid, I picked up a curling iron too. So, I mean, you're a grown-ass woman, and you did it, but you know, I did it when I was a child.
That sucked.
But it's instinct, right?
Right. I mean, something was dropping, and so I tried to grab it, and that it was the dumbest thing I've done.
Oh, no. No, not even close. We can't tell those stories yet. They don't know.
Yeah, right. I know.
I want to call Brandon and ask him if that's the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Please don't.
No. Bad.
He's still reeling about the Chiefs, so he'll probably, something will set him off from 20 years ago.
Well, we're going to let that one go, right? It happens.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next year. And from the Bengals fans, if you're listening, Serena says you don't have a chance, but
I don't think so. They're going to be in Rams Stadium.
The Rams spent a lot of money this year and a lot of draft picks, and they have a great quarterback. He's great and he makes some amazing throws. But you know what? Any given Sunday, Serena, you never know.
You're right. Obviously, I just experienced.
Well, maybe next year, Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, how was your week besides losing money?
I did book a trip to Sandals in Jamaica.
Fun.
In September, on all inclusive. Remember, we talked about the vacation me and Regina were going to take, and she finally decided she wanted blue water and all inclusive. So once we paid for it, we didn't have to worry about money when we got there. Jamaica's a place I've never been, so I'm pretty excited.
Jamaica's cool. We took the kids on a Disney cruise a couple years ago and it stopped in Jamaica, and it was a lot of fun.
Hold on. Kids, Disney cruise, Jamaica. Serena, I need your job.
This was when I was a substitute teacher at the time.
Well, were you teaching in a private school? Come on now.
No, I was teaching on base. Hey. I was teaching on bass in South Carolina. It took me a long time to pay for that trip.
I was going
to
say.
But let me tell to piggyback off of our last couple of podcasts, I paid for that trip with cash the whole, like I never put any of it on a credit card.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I booked it like 18 months in advance and I just set aside every month the payment to the due date. And then I had to, you know, I even included the gratuity and all that. So I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise, but you got a tip.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to, you know, you have to add in the
you
got to
tip the person that winks at you on your way on the boat. You got to tip everybody.
Yeah. So I even set aside for all of that. That was like probably my first grown-up trip where I really paid attention to the finances and we didn't owe one single red cent when we got back.
Well, you know, a lot of people say to have a vacation fund and all these years I've never done it, but now I understand it because, you know, we had a huge down payment on this trip and then we have till July to pay it. Then it's not till September. And when you go and everything's paid for already, it's just the weight is not there. When you're financing a vacation on a credit card, you worry about every meal. Well, my kids don't, but, and you worry like, cause someone's going to have to pay for that when they get back. Right. But that's good. Save and pay. And now I told Regina, we need a vacation fund because you got to enjoy life. It's short and taking vacations like this at least once a year and just save for it every month. And then it's no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was worth it. Our travel agent was like, okay, you just owe this much for to secure your cabin. And then you don't owe until, you know, a week before you sail or whatever the heck it is. But I was like, yeah, that's not how that works. So I just kept making payments every single paycheck out of just because I was like, we got to go. I want to go do this. And I want to make it so much fun for the kids. Cause
oh yeah.
You know, Disney's I don't know if it's
awesome for kids.
My daughter's jumping around over here because she's such a
well, tell her I said hello.
Mike says hello.
And I hope she enjoyed her Disney cruise.
Yeah. They asked to go on for next year.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy it while they're young. Cause you know, my kids are like Disney. I'm not going on Disney cruise, Dad.
Yeah. They actually said that they would forgo a birthday and Christmas if we just did a Christmas Disney cruise. Cause we did a Halloween Disney cruise.
That's bullshit. They're lying to you. I'm telling you right now, you take those kids on a cruise and don't buy them a Christmas gift. Your life is done.
I know. Right.
Don't let them trick you. Serena, we normally don't tease the next podcast, but I think it's time because we have a pretty important guest coming up talking about a pretty important topic.
Yes, we have actor Michael Geyer coming on. He is a producer and director of a new documentary called Wounded Heroes.
So if you haven't seen it, Google it. It's a great documentary. It's about post-traumatic stress. He loves our veteran community. He loves our first responders. This is one of the people in Hollywood that you actually want to follow and you actually want to see the documentary. And we look forward to bringing him on the podcast. And Serena, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I have a feeling he's going to have some good information for us and enlighten us on, you know, the difference between post-traumatic stress and what we all know as post-traumatic stress disorder. So he's going to clarify some things for us.
Right. And I hope he makes you cry, Serena.
He might. It's a sad.
I hope he doesn't. It is. But you know what? We're going to have fun and we're going to get the word out about this great documentary. Serena, you know, we talk about skill mill and what's happening and all that, but you know what we forget to do sometimes is tell people to actually subscribe to our YouTube channel, go on LinkedIn and like us on Facebook because all that stuff matters. And we want to get the word out. Our blog is really picking up. We're starting to bring on guest bloggers and we have a lot of great information. So please follow us, subscribe. And we don't put out BS, right? We put out good information. And I think that's what people are looking for. They're not looking for just another something to pop up, right?
Sure. And I have to say, if you like listening to our show, definitely give us 5 stars, like it, download it, make sure it's coming up that way. Cause that gives us the top of the list.
Yeah, top. And
wherever you're listening to your podcast.
I didn't think about the stars. Yeah. Go on there and rate us. You know what? I haven't even rated us yet, Serena. I'm behind.
What? Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. Hey, I'm rating this weekend. Good. 5 stars, baby. Serena, you finally brought a guy on the show.
I did. Today we have Richard Kometz, Senior VP of American Corporate Partners. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, first thing I see is a shadow box. So that's the first thing I want to know about.
Well, so I'm a retired Army officer of 23 years. Started off at West Point, went into the Army, various levels, platoon leader, staff officer, commander, things of that nature. And then I spent a lot of time at West Point teaching when I, throughout my career. And my last assignment was at West Point teaching. So I had a few deployments to Kosovo and Iraq. But after 23 years, it was about time to transition. So I transitioned from West Point, and I figured since, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do, as a, most transitioning service members do, I decided I'll just go into higher education, since that's what I was already doing. And so I went into higher education in 2019. And, but, you know, I kind of still had this desire to serve. When I saw that American Corporate Partners was looking for to add some senior leadership, I jumped on the opportunity. So that's where I'm at. So I've only been here since November of last year, so not too long.
Well, I tell all the officers that come on that we don't normally bring officers on our show, but if you help our enlisted, right, we do bring you on. So thank you.
We do. Like about 75% of our people are enlisted, so.
Yeah, I tell people, officers that don't have a hard time when they get out to find a job, but the enlisted really struggle sometimes. You know, it's all about skill sets and mentorship, and your company does some of that. So tell me a little bit about why you're on here and what do you want to talk about?
Sure. But first, I'll tell you that I didn't think it was I thought it was going to be easier to transition as a lieutenant colonel with a PhD, all this stuff, went to West Point, and it wasn't as easy as you think.
Really?
Really?
I thought you guys just got this magic GS job on your way out the door.
You think, right? And yeah, I did this shotgun approach, applied to hundreds of jobs, and didn't hear back from a lot. And that experience actually was probably one of the most stressful times in my life. And so that's why I was happy to join ACP. So at ACP, what we do is we link up service members and spouses with mentors from the corporate world. So we have a lot of relationships with some big corporations, and those corporations provide mentors for us. So we have mentors at every level of these companies, from some CEOs or mentors all the way to like managers. And so, you know, since our veterans could be anything from, you know, an E3 or something like that with only 2 or 3 years of service and or no college at all to a general, we literally have gotten a few generals in the last few weeks actually to enter our program. And, you know, obviously there are different skill sets. So We have a wide variety of mentors, so we can pair up the service member with the mentor that is, you know, we try to get it so it's customized, personalized for exactly where they think they want to go into. If they want to go into IT, we get them a mentor in an IT company so that they can understand what it's like to be in an IT company, what the culture is, you know, things like what should my resume look like, what certification should I have? And that mentorship goes for a year. So we ask that they meet for over a year, about an hour a month. And that during that process, it's really great to help the service members not only hopefully get a job, but also, you know, acclimatize to their new job.
And for me, the thing that pops out right away is not only is it good for the service member, but I'm guessing corporate America loves it because they get to see behind the curtain, so to speak, at veterans and what their skill sets are, and they get to understand us a lot more.
Oh, you're right. We have a lot of companies that will actually have their hiring managers or talent acquisition team be mentors so they can learn how to best place these people. Because if you think about it, you could be an enlisted person with 20 years of service, but maybe you didn't have time to go to college because you're deploying all the time. Mm-hmm. But your skill set is amazing. And you can be, you were a leader, you know, you managed teams, you did, you know, project management, all that stuff within the military. But now talking to someone as a mentor and saying, these are the things I did. And they're like, wow, that is, you know, you don't have to go into an entry level job. You should be at a manager level or director level or something like that.
Serena's got a question on her face. I can see it. See, we know each other.
How much does this cost for a year of service?
It's free for the service members. Yeah. Woo-hoo! So that's a great thing. That's what we love about it. And that's why we have these corporate partners. The corporate partners are the ones that take care of the, not only giving us the mentors, but they provide enough funding to allow us to do what we do. And we have a staff of almost 60 people, and the large majority of them are what we call operations associates. And they actually are the ones that will call the veteran and ask them, kind of interview them, what are you looking for? Do you have preferences in a mentor? Do you want a certain gender, ethnicity, age? You could be as specific as you want. And then they actually, no algorithms, no computer programs, they go into our mentor pool and look for the best fit and then present that to the service member and say, is this person something you're looking for? And I've been saying service member, but that includes veterans and active duty spouses. So,
well, I'm going to tell you, my wife served right alongside of me. She wasn't in the military, but she's the one who took care of everything. What she says, while I was off playing games. Right, Serena?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of companies that are doing a lot of things for spouses, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And the mentorship piece is important. I kind of had a plan when I got out, but even now, it would still be great to connect with someone in a different part of corporate America and maybe, you know, bounce some ideas off each other, get some mentorships for someone who's been doing it a hell of a lot longer than me.
Yeah, let me tell you, that was the first thing I did when I got the job. I said, can I get a mentor? And I do. I have a mentor that is working with me at the level that I'm at, right? I haven't been at this level before. I'm dealing with the board, a chair, a director, you know, so I'm dealing with different levels that I've dealt with before in a different space than I've been with before. And she's amazing. She's been helping me out. And I think it's been helping the company, not just me.
Well, yeah, I had never dealt with a board and, you know, that level on the outside. And it is a completely different world, you know, outside versus inside the military when you're at that executive level.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's very good to have someone to bounce things off of.
I just bounce all my ideas off Serena. She tells me I'm stupid. Then I move on to the next one.
Well, so maybe she's mentoring you and you don't even know it.
She is.
Yeah, she's that was going to be, I had a couple of questions. One question is, if let's say, you know, you have a mentor, you find yourself a good job, but you know, your year's not up yet. And then maybe you want to change jobs or something like that. Could you go back and forth with your mentor? Or what if you don't use them for?
Yeah. So, you know, we say we're not a job placement firm, right? We're not a job placement firm. There's a lot of VSOs that do that. And we partner with them because we provide the mentorship part, which is helpful. And we encourage our proteges, is what we call the people that are working with the mentors or the mentees. We encourage the proteges to stay in that mentorship, even through getting a job, because I mean, the culture is always different from, you know, the military to the civilian world. So they can help you, you know, tell you how you should dress. They can tell you, you know, when they say this, they mean this, or, you know, you need to ratchet down your expectations or ratchet up your expectations and help them through. And then, you know, sometimes there's industry specific things that they can tell them about. So we encourage them and a lot of them do stick with their mentor through that process. And then also, if they want to introduce them to somebody else or expand their network as they're growing so that they can, you know, later on get a promotion or something like that, it's helpful too.
I think through a typical service member's transition out and they're like, man, I've always wanted to be X, like we'll say a Harley Davidson mechanic. I want to talk to some corporate executive or someone, some mechanic at the plant and figure out how this works. And 4 months into it, they're like, I don't like this. I want a mentor because I want to do a, you know, I want to be a CNC operator or I want to be a machinist. Can you just switch?
Yeah. So, if there is a, you know, it's incompatible or it's not working out or, you know, the things change, yeah, we can definitely go back and make a change for them. Also, right. We do these things like one-offs sometimes. So sometimes you're thinking maybe I'm interested in this, but I really don't know what that's about in detail. We'll schedule like a one-off from one of our other mentors and have them talk to you and explain what they're doing and see if that's something you're interested in. And the other thing about having mentors in these bigger companies, sometimes it's they have what you're looking for. They might not be the expert, but someone else in the company is, and they can say, hey, I'm not the expert in that area, but I know someone who is, and introduced that way as well as like a secondary network and someone to talk to.
You know, I think back when I got some advice a long, long time ago about, you know, raising kids and everyone does it different and they're talking about what kids want to do. And someone said, you know, if you're unsure, even in your junior and senior year in high school, you should go volunteer at an internship and work somewhere for 2 weeks for free to see if you like, you know, what they're doing. For a veteran getting out that needs a job, of course, they probably don't have two weeks here and 2 weeks there to learn about an industry. But if they could talk to a mentor in that industry and kind of get a feel for what it's really going to be like, that saves a lot of time. It helps them out a lot, like I said, and maybe they can land a job right away.
Yeah, well, we take pride in what we call like meaningful employment, right? So a lot of times service members will just get out and take the first job that comes up because they're scared about making sure they're going to pay their bills and or, you know, they're just happy someone wants them and whatever. And, it turns out that 86% of our people stay in their job over a year, which the average veteran, I mean, about 44% stay in their first job or for over a year. So a lot of veterans actually don't stay in their job for the first year, but it turns out that because I think that our mentors help guide them what industry and help them explore that, they get in at the right company at the right level, and then they're happy, so they stay longer, which is, you know, a win for the companies as well. And they don't only get jobs at our corporate partners, They've got, last year we had our proteges get jobs at over 1,000 different companies. So awesome. It's just preparing them for that, not necessarily giving them a job.
Well, Serena's husband just got out, and Serena, you have firsthand knowledge. That is a true statement, right?
Yeah. My husband, he got a job right during terminal and started before he even retired. And he thought it was a perfect fit. I mean, we both kind of thought it was a perfect fit. And after, you know, several months, he just said, this is not going to work for me. So he's on job number two, which now we do think this one is the perfect fit, you know, now in hindsight, you know, whatever we were. So I didn't think he would be part of that statistic when he first got out, because I was like, oh, he loves it. It's great. It's perfect for him. It's small. It's what he's wanted to do. But here we are.
Sure. I mean, and honestly, we, you know, after spending 20, you know, several years in the Army, and you don't really know what these companies are about or what it means to be whatever, an HR or IT or a director or whatever. So until you do it, or you talk to someone with those experiences, which is why mentorship is important, then, you know, then you can find out for sure whether that's something you're interested in or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a great program. I guess my only question is, how does one go about contacting you and, you know, getting a mentor, and the requirements, like how long you have to be out, or, you know, any.
Okay. So I'll start with the requirements. Okay. Anyone that has served 180 days or more after 9/11 is eligible for the program. So if they've gotten out, they can still use the program. Active duty service members. And then also, if anybody was injured, you know, that doesn't fit into that category, but has been injured since 9/11, we would take care of them. Now, with spouses, we deal with active duty spouses. And then we also deal with spouses of that are caretakers of someone that has gotten injured and while serving, and Gold Star spouses.
Okay. So a lot, you have a lot of eligibility, and then the timeline. So there's no timeline. If you served and you've been out 10 years, you can still reach out and get a mentor.
Right. That's correct.
And if you still have time on your contract, you can get a mentor.
Yes. So we encourage transitioning service members to sign up. And even if they're 6 months out, so they can spend 6 months with the mentor, understanding what industry they want to go to, and they can help them transition, get, maybe find a job, and then also integrate into that new job.
Awesome. Okay. Well, now, what's your website? Is there an email? What if I'm a veteran, what do I need to do?
So if you're a veteran, you just have to go on to acp-usa.org, and you go there, and there's, you scroll down a little bit, and there's a red button that says, you know, apply now.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty, hey, Serena, even I can see the red button.
Yeah.
And you know, what's even more amazing is within about a day, someone will get in touch with you and say, hey, you signed up, you know, when can we talk about, you know, what the program is about and what you're looking for. So it's amazing how quick we turn around the contact and keep you involved.
And this is not a counseling session. If you're listening, this is a mentorship session.
Right. People can talk about whatever they want. We give them resources if they want to help guide the discussion, but honestly, you know, we've heard, you know, some of the best mentorship stories are not what you might think, but they end up helping them out.
Well, I love the program. It sounds great. I appreciate you coming on, Serena. Do you have any more questions?
I don't. I agree with Mike. I think this sounds like an awesome program. It sounds like you guys give a wealth of knowledge to service members and spouses that need to jump in, get their feet wet with getting out into the real world.
And talking to some people who've actually done it before, instead of just going to the Google machine, as I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. For sure. We have a lot of great mentors and a lot of staff that can help, you know, and like I said, don't be afraid if you don't know what you want to do. There's plenty of people out there that are in the same boat, and we help you out with that.
Thank you for coming on, and we'll put up all your information, and we really appreciate your time.
Oh, I really appreciate it. It's my pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We say it every week. You learn something, Serena?
Yeah. Where are these places when you're trying to retire or transition out of the military?
I know. It's information overload. There's something like 53,000 organizations to help veterans. I don't know, but we keep bringing on our show, at least the ones that need to rise to the top. And, you know, we want to talk about this and get the word out.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've never even heard of these people ever.
Guess who's getting a mentor, Serena?
Who?
Me.
You are?
Well, it sounds like I could use one. I mean, you know,
I mean,
and I can pick out exactly what I want. I already have a list.
Well, I think you should do it. And then a year from now, we need a follow-up podcast about how it went.
Oh, now you're putting pressure on me. That means I got to not only get a mentor, I got to perform after I talk to this person.
You said it. It's out in the open.
Oh, man. All right. I may try it out. Well, you know, you learn what these companies do and you don't know. Like we talked about the American Legion before. Sure. Before we brought them on, I thought that's a place where you drink beer and told war stories. turns out they do more for our service members than anyone could ever imagine.
Yeah. I mean, every person we've brought on, I will say it every time, and I probably sound like a broken record, they do so much for our service members and their families. It's not even just the service right. member. Every single one always has an aspect for the spouse.
I know. So you know what? Another great guest, another great week. Mm-hmm. And you know, the next segment's your favorite. So we're going to move on over, Serena. Okay. Serena, you know what time it is?
Drink of the week.
Oh, we could get a little theme song going. Well, Serena, what are you drinking this week?
Well, it's 18 degrees outside and there's a foot of snow on the ground. Hmm. And my kids haven't been in school for 2 days.
Oh my God, you need lots of alcohol.
Yeah. So I'm drinking Middle West bourbon cream in my coffee.
Mm.
Yes.
It doesn't keep you awake? Let me see.
No. It doesn't keep me awake.
Bourbon cream. You know what? I'm going to try that. I haven't tried that. I need to buy some bourbon cream.
Yeah, it's good. I don't put anything else in my coffee except for that. So it's like kind of sweet and then it tastes like bourbon and then it's coffee.
So do you drink that at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. or how's this work?
Well, it depends on the day. Sometimes I'll have some before I go to work. You never know.
I'm telling your boss. I know the guy.
He's the one that drives you to drink.
I know. Hey, if you're listening, that's what happens when you work for your dad right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I stopped by a local brewery in Mobile, Alabama. It's, you know, probably 45 minutes from me. And I think I'm going to do that more often because local, you know, they always say think global, drink local. Mm-hmm. And I stopped by this place called Braided River Brewing.
Yeah.
And I tried their IPA. And, you know, I've been all around the world and I've tried a lot of IPAs.
Yeah.
And been to over 100 breweries, but it's one of the better ones I've ever tried. I mean, it's really good. Hoppy and kind of fruity. And I don't like real fruity, but this one's just got a good taste. So maybe I'll be buying some more of this pretty soon, Serena.
I like the fruity flavor and it might be good in the summertime when you're out at your pool.
Oh, it's good right now.
Well, yeah.
I may have gotten some to put in my fridge.
Yeah.
So look, it's a good week for us. A good drinking week.
Yeah.
You get to drown your sorrows that we talked about earlier, and I get to drink some local beer.
Yeah, I was drinking Golden Road all weekend that was in Chiefs cans.
What the hell is Golden Road?
It's just an IPA. It's just in a Chiefs can, so I bought a case of it, and I just like drink it at home when we have people over to watch the games and stuff. But now I'm like, damn it.
Hey, Serena, cheers to next year.
Cheers to next year.
I'll see you next week, Serena.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Diapers and Deployments brought to you by Skillmill.
Go to skillmill.com to check out our blog and create an account. You can also find us on social media. Let us help you find your next career.
Don't forget, that's skill with two L's and mill with one.
Until next time.